FNC's Piro, deep state didn't just steal the election from Trump. They stole it you. You never mattered because it was never about you. By Jeff Poor on December 13, 2020. On Saturday, Fox News Channel's Jeanine Pirro railed against the so-called deep state for what she deemed a win-at-all-costs approach to win the 2020 presidential election. Pirro accused the deep state of stealing the election and cited the different rules that were applied to Democrats and Joe Biden versus Republicans and Donald Trump. Transcript as follows. Pirro, if you aren't convinced there's a deep state after witnessing the antics of the mainstream media, big tech and the Democratic Party, so determined to destroy President Trump and get him out of office and prop up Joe Biden to get him into office, then come along with me. They didn't just steal the election from Donald Trump, they stole it from all of you. There was a fraud in their inducement of all things Biden in order to con you. They conned you and they conned America. They wanted to win no matter what. Win at all costs. You didn't matter. You never mattered because it was never about you. It was about power, their power, the kind of power that corrupts absolutely. People in office too long, so long they have a sense of entitlement. So convinced of their superiority, their supremacy. They justify to themselves and occasionally to us. Like when Speaker Pelosi in office for far too long admits she held off getting you PPP money so that Donald Trump wouldn't get credit. She was willing to have us suffer as she waited for Biden, because somehow she knew he would win. In spite of the fact, President Trump wanted to give those hurting $2 billion. She would have none of it. She stole that from you. The deep state controlled the flow of information. The bad and the ugly about the Bidens as they made up information, bad and ugly about the Trumps. They not only hid the dirt that many of us were telling you about the Biden crime family, disgusting, ugly and treasonous. They made up lies and breathed never-ending life into them to destroy a president fighting for us. While the Bidens were on sale internationally to the highest bidder, including China, we now know Hunter is being investigated not only for taxes, but substantive crimes like money laundering, fraud and racketeering. This investigation also involves Joe's brother James, in reportedly a deeply immense international ongoing criminal investigation. Two of Hunter's former partners have already been convicted of fraud and securities crimes, one already in jail. But the deep state, big tech and the Democrats and the mainstream media decided that you shouldn't hear about any of this. Certainly, not before the election. Yet, Eric Trump, a businessman, makes news as he is deposed by a scalp-hunting attorney general in New York who ran on a platform, an unethical platform of destroying the Trumps. The deep state brought out 50 former intelligence community heads to tell us that Hunter's laptop was nothing more than Russia disinformation. You know the names, Brennan, Clapper, Hayden, liars about the Trump-Russia collusion delusion, saying the documents on Hunter's laptop were a lie and Russian disinformation. Really? His laptop a lie? Yet Hunter never denied it. Russian disinformation? What did the Russians have to do with Joe Biden flying his son on Air Force 2 to China and Hunter's business with a bank connected to the Chinese Communist Party? The media joined in to deflect the efforts. Begin video clip. Rep. Adam Schiff, DCA, we know that this whole smear on Joe Biden comes from the Kremlin. Christiane Amanpour, CNN chief international anchor. As you know perfectly well, I'm a journalist and a reporter and I follow the facts. And there has never been any issues in terms of corruption. Unidentified mail, prosecutors do not open investigations based on disinformation provided by Russian intelligence. Unidentified mail, Russian disinformation or foreign disinformation or even this, you know, campaign disinformation. Period. Unidentified mail, peddling baseless conspiracy theories about Joe Biden and his son. Unidentified mail, this is mostly Russian propaganda. End video clip. Pirro, didn't the American people have the right to know of the entanglements that the Biden family had with China? They all lied to you. I told you this months ago. Begin video clip. Pirro, if you think we need someone in the Oval whose family is like pigs at the trough, Hunter, James, Patrick collecting millions with a piece of the action going to the big guy, who then parlays our foreign policy to match their corrupt financial goals, whose son runs around the world with a vacuum sucking up millions from communist China, Russia, Ukraine, Kazakhstan and more. End video clip. Pirro, the New York Post story and Senator Ron Johnson's report on the Biden family entanglements were censored, they were blacked out. The deep state was not going to let anyone report on it. They weren't even going to let you talk about it. The mainstream media wouldn't say it or print it. The intelligence community, the same bozos who insisted President Trump was a Russian asset simply because they wanted to destroy him, and the Democrats calling us crazy. All the while, Hunter never denied it was his laptop. And as it was blocked, we were prevented from hearing about a criminal investigation of Hunter pending now, we know since 2018. We weren't even allowed to talk to each other about it. Twitter, The Washington Post, and Wikipedia, CBS, MSNBC, The New York Times and Politico, Axios, CNN, NPR Radio. They blocked that information, so we could not assess the Biden's entanglements. And as one stated, we don't want to waste time on stories that are not real stories. Joe Biden lied to you, too, saying he knew nothing about his son's business. He gave outright denials while the witness who met with him that most of America never heard from said Joe was to get 10% of the millions of dollars his son was bringing in from China. And good old Bill Barr, the attorney general that once put the point out that Joe Biden is not under criminal investigation against Justice Department guidelines, must have really had his hand on this one, because a candidate for president's son under active criminal investigation for 2 years before an election is the kind of information that leaks out early and often. But we now know Bill Barr was the ultimate do-nothing deep stater there to defend the status quo. And now Eric Swalwell, another bozo, who had entanglements with the Asian honeypot. Christine Fang, or Fang Fang, a Chinese spy accused of trading sex for secrets for years. She befriended Swalwell in 2012, raised money for and bundled money for Swalwell's campaign, even placing an intern in his congressional office. Swalwell, like Dianne Feinstein, both Democrats got a warning that they were involved with Chinese spies. Donald Trump, on the other hand, was advised of nothing, but set up by James Comey, who wanted to leak information to make it look like he, Trump, was a Russian asset. So Swalwell, when asked about the Chinese intern placed there by the Chinese spy in his congressional office, had a perfect deep state response. We need more money, so we can vet the interns. And in spite of all this, Swalwell ran for president, and he sits on our National Intelligence Committee trashing President Trump as a Russian spy, when it was he who was under the spell of a Chinese spy. So here we are on December 12, with 10% of voters saying they would change their vote if they knew of Hunter Biden's entanglement with China. But the Democrats had a plan, and it began when they introduced H.R. 1 on January 3 to expand voting rights and to get as many people voting as early as possible. They had a race against the clock. How much would they be able to get past the American people before the American people knew the truth? They would need big tech, the mainstream media, all the Democrats in sync, and even the United States Attorney General to make sure nothing leaked about the Biden crime family. They would continue the Russia hoax even though there was no proof in the pandemic. Well, the pandemic allowed them to change the voting process in violation of both federal and state constitutions. But it's not too late for the courts to recognize that a fraud was intentionally perpetrated on the American people. That by not allowing information to penetrate the public sphere and then create a fantasy of corruption against a sitting president, they could bring in a family whose very presence reeks of international blackmail and corruption. Yes, they protected their Trojan horse deep state candidate who has answered little if anything in the last year. And today, as the vaccine is announced in historic time, they trash him, in spite of his sheer determination and caring for us that made it happen. God help us if we are to face the deep state without him. Donald Trump is the barrier protecting us. Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.